He takes great pleasure in them. They're one of his greatest gifts. He gives to husbands and wives such a gift. And he says, sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from him. Because they are a gift from God, it's natural that Christian parents bring their children and present them and dedicate them to the Lord. In the Gospels, we read that people brought their children and their babies to Jesus, and he held them, and he hugged them, he prayed for them, he blessed them. And the same way, Caleb and Sage bring their son today, Gideon, Kal-El Davis, presenting first themselves and then Gideon before the Lord. And accompanying them are the grandparents, Paul, who is leading music, and Robin Owens, and Jeff and Debbie Davis. And witnessing us are also other members of the family. And then all of us who belong to the Lord. We're a family of families, the family of God. And so the scripture to bring to mind is out of Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 7. It's called the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. These commandments I give you today are to be on your hearts, on the parents' hearts, and impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. In other words, all through your life. There's no higher calling for parents than to raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Proverbs tells us that a wise son brings joy to the father, but a foolish son is grief to his mother. The best things moms and dads can do is teach the child the fear of the Lord. It is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, the successful application of all that Gideon learns in life depends on him first learning to fear and follow God. So the church urges you, Caleb and Sage, to love God with every ounce and fiber of your being and teach Gideon to do the same. As you love God, one another, and others, you will model before Gideon a wonderful love for God that he'll want for himself. Caleb and Sage, by coming forward before God and his people, do you hereby declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and your son Gideon to the Lord? If so, respond by saying, we do.
We do.
Having come freely, I now ask you to enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and his people, so that Gideon may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers. Do you, Caleb and Sage, vow by God's help in partnership with the church to provide Gideon a Christian home of love and peace, to raise him in the truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline, and to encourage him to one day trust Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord?
We do.
For encouragement and fulfilling these vows, Sage and Caleb call upon their parents. So we'd like to have the Owens come up here and Debbie to come up here. Proverbs 17:6 declares how grandchildren are the crown of the aged. I guess that's us. This is great pride in seeing a new generation of family and how that joy is reinforced when children are raised to fear God. To this end, I ask you the following questions. By coming forward before God and his people, do you hereby declare your desire to help Caleb and Sage fulfill the vow they've just made to raise Gideon? If so, respond by saying, we do. Having come freely, I now ask you to enter in the following commitment so that Gideon may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers. Do you vow by God's help to pray for and encourage Caleb and Sage in their effort to raise Gideon in the fear of the Lord so that Gideon might receive our Lord's guidance and instruction? We do. Finally, I ask the church to make a vow as well. As believers in the body of Christ, we have a responsibility to teach the gospel to the younger generation. So I direct my questions now to you, the congregation. Being present today as God's family, do you hereby declare yourselves to be children of God because you trust in Jesus Christ alone for forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life? If this is true, please respond by saying, we do.
We do.
As the family of God, we're to care for one another and help one another in believing, loving, and obeying God. We are to pray for, encourage, and model before all the young ones, and there are many here today, what it's like to be what we really are, a family of families in Christ. So, now I ask you, the congregation, to stand. Having come freely now, I ask you to make the following commitment before God and those who stand before you, so that Gideon may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers. Do you vow by God's help to be faithful in your calling as members of the body of Christ, to help Caleb and Sage be faithful to God and to help teach and train Gideon the ways of the Lord so that he may one day trust him as Savior and Lord? If you accept this responsibility, please respond by saying, "We do." Thank you. You may be seated. Caleb and Sage, you chose the name Gideon Kal-El for your son that he might be a mighty man of God, strong in the Lord's strength, in rescuing the weak and defeating the spiritual enemies that keep people bound by fear and failure, deception, darkness, and sin. You two have chosen a passage of God's Word, Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, to charge Gideon and really to all of God's people to be spiritually mighty men who resist evil. And now the family is going to come and recite that passage now.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand.
Ready?
Thank you for sharing.
Stand firm with the belt of truth buckle around our waist. Plate of righteousness in place.
and with your feet fitted.
And with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith and all the flaming arrows of the evil one.
Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people.
Amen. Okay, you guys can sit down. Thank you. Let's give him a hand. Okay.